The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
And welcome again to Bob Burney Live. This is the 4 o'clock hour of the program. I am sure that none of you in my audience want to discriminate. It's not the kind of people we are. Well, the liberal left is trying to push through some legislation down at the state house in the name of anti-discrimination. And as you know, if the liberal left gives a bill, a piece of legislation, a name, yeah, it actually it's determined to do the opposite of the name. Well, to help us understand what's going on down at the State House, it's my privilege to welcome to the program Aaron Baer, who is the president of Citizens for Community Values. Aaron, welcome.
Hey, thanks, Bob. And I'm actually calling live from the State House right now. So you're getting that front lines report.
All right. Well, the ambiance of the State House. That's great.
That's right.
All right. We're talking about a piece of legislation. This kind of legislation has come to be known as SOGI. What in the world is a SOGI bill?
So SOGI, S-O-G-I, is sexual orientation, gender identity. So think about LGBT issues as we normally discuss them. And really, these bills are so often highlighted in the media in a way that would make everyone think, how could you oppose this? You know, the bill here is called the Fairness Act. The bill in Congress in Washington is called the Equality Act. Who could be against these two things? But from Citizens for Community Values standpoint, from all of our allies locally and nationally, we view SOGI bills as the biggest threat to families, to children, to women, to ministries, churches, businesses. I mean, really, these bills are bills that redefine society and throw society upside down in the name of LGBT issues.
All right. Tell us why. I agree with you completely. But why is this such a danger to families, churches, Christian schools, Christian ministries? Why is it so dangerous?
So let's just talk about the second part of SOGI, the GI, the gender identity aspect of these issues. You know, really what gender identity, the discussion behind that is it redefines what it means to be male or female. So really, instead of basing what it means to be male or female on anatomy and biology and science at large, we are now saying a male or a female is whatever you identify as. So you make the claim that you're a man or a woman, and therefore you are. So let's extrapolate out what that means. So if a man says he's a woman, now he has full access to a woman's restroom. He has full access to a woman's shower. If a man shows up at a homeless shelter or a domestic violence shelter and says he's a woman, that shelter has to allow that man to bathe and bunk with the women. It means the men have to be boys in high school, have to be allowed to compete in girls' sports, just to start there. And then let's look at the first part, the sexual orientation aspect of the bill. This is what is used to force Christian business owners to participate in same-sex weddings. You know, this was the issue in the Jack Phillips cake baker case, or in the T-shirt printer case out of Kentucky, where a Christian T-shirt printer was going to be forced to print shirts for the Pride Parade. You know, the ramifications of this, and I should say, Bob, you know, I've been working on this issue. I've been in public policy for over 10 years now. I've been working on this issue for about that time, and I feel like it's fairly regular that something else comes to mind or another area comes up that is like, oh my gosh, that would get completely turned upside down by SOGI in time, because when you redefine the building blocks of society like we have with marriage. And like they're trying to do with sexual orientation, gender identity laws, we have no grasp for the full ramifications of it.
In essence, if as you pointed out, it's called the Ohio Fairness Act, it's HB 369. Mm-hmm. If this were to pass, it would literally legalize discrimination against Christians in business, Christian ministry. Mm-hmm. It would legalize discrimination against people with traditional beliefs, traditional Christian or just traditional convictions and beliefs about family, sexuality, and so forth.
Oh, 100. Well, and not just Christian and traditional, but scientific views. You don't need to be a Christian to say that, listen, there are parts that you have to be a man and there's parts that you have to be a woman. That's stuff we learned in elementary school, and they're turning that upside down. And one other thing I would say, Bob, is that it doesn't just legalize discrimination against Christians. It mandates discrimination against Christians. It is making people of faith the enemy of government. It's why these SOGI bills have passed in about 27, 28 cities all over the state of Ohio, including Westerville, including Worthington, and a few others in central Ohio. But they're really pushing to pass it at the state level, because the power that the state has to inflict harm on the body of Christ is immense, way more than any local municipality could.
What shocks me is the support from some Republicans. I don't understand that, Aaron. I honestly don't. Now, I was at the State House probably 3 months ago and broached this with the Speaker of the House, Larry Householder, and he was kind of noncommittal on whether he was for it or against it. Have you heard anything recently as to where the Speaker of the House is on this bill?
You know, when I first spoke with the Speaker when he was running for Speaker, he agreed with us that he opposes this bill. You know, the reality is the pressure on our General Assembly to move this bill is immense. Mm-hmm. You have the Ohio Chamber of Commerce. I'm looking at the Ohio Chamber of Commerce's building right now on 3rd Street. You have, you know, businesses like Nationwide and Les Wexner, when he's not dealing with Jeffrey Epstein scandals, pushing this bill. You have the most powerful special interests and well-funded groups in the state pushing this thing. And, you know, really, you have the body of Christ, CCB and our allies across the state standing up saying for common sense and freedom. So we don't take anything for granted, and we don't trust that this bill's not going to move. We're staying on guard.
All right, I need to ask. This will determine my next question. Can you stick with me till the bottom of the hour or not?
Of course.
Can you? All right, I know you're busy.
Till 4:30 for sure.
Yes. All right. We're talking with Aaron Baer, who is president of Citizens for Community Values. We're talking about what is being called the Ohio Fairness Act, Ohio Bill, House Bill 369. And it was supposed to be scheduled for a hearing today, but I understand that has been postponed, and I'm sure Aaron can give us the latest on that. We need to take a quick break, and you need to hear, folks, what you can do to get involved. This piece of legislation must not pass the Ohio legislature. It must not, and you can make a difference. You're listening to Bob Burney Live. My guest is Aaron Baer. We'll return in just a moment.
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
We're talking about the latest SOGI bill, Sexual Orientation and Gender Identity. It's House Bill 369. The folks promoting it are calling it the Ohio Fairness Act, but you folks are smarter than the average bear. You know, when the liberal left says it's the Fairness Act, it's actually the Ohio Unfairness Act. My guest, Aaron Baer, president of Citizens for Community Values. Aaron, what is the sense among Republican representatives concerning this legislation? Can you kind of take the temperature of the Republicans down to the State House?
Yeah, you know, I think for a lot of folks, because this bill has been around for so long, they think, oh, this, you know, what's the big concern? This thing never goes anywhere. Why would we be worried about this? But I don't think they fully appreciate the amount of pressure that's being put on the Speaker of the House and a number of other folks to move the bill. So we're dealing with that on the one side. And the other side of it, too, and this, I think, is the most naive side of it, which is they kind of think like, oh, this bill isn't all that bad. And, you know, if we just threw a few religious exemptions in there, you know, say that churches can't be forced to hire a pastor that, or force a pastor to do a gay wedding or hire a pastor that doesn't believe in their faith tenets, that kind of thing. We can add enough exemptions in this thing to save it. And then we can solve and end the culture wars. And we'll have a big kumbaya moment and then everything will be happy. And that is naive to the end point of stupidity, to be blunt, because first off, those exemptions really never really mean much. And second of all, they only touch on a very small aspect of the problems of what this bill creates. They vastly underestimate the implications of what this bill will do. You know, this bill also has a requirement in it that all of our schools teach LGBT history and curriculum sensitivity training to all of every child in Ohio public schools. I mean, again, the more you unpack this onion, the worse it smells.
Yeah. Well, like you said, it keeps coming back. Just before we started this segment, I was talking about gambling here in Ohio.
Yeah.
You know, the people in Ohio said no, 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 no. And they finally wore us down here in the state of Ohio. And people says, oh, well, it really won't be that bad. And I just read to my audience that now there are 900,000 gambling addicts here in the state of Ohio, Aaron.
Yep.
And I see the same thing here. They have worn us down to where Republicans are saying, you know, if we just give in, if we just capitulate, if we just compromise a little bit, then they'll go away and leave us alone. That never, never, ever works.
No. Well, and Bob, I know you didn't bring me on here to talk about gambling, but what I will tell you is there is a bill right now to expand gambling to include sports betting and put it on mobile devices and turn every cell phone into a slot machine in the state and just create more and more addicts and bring sports betting into our public schools, because all a kid has to do is get his older brother to put his login on his phone and then you have bookies in every public school. It is an absolute sham. And I'm trying not to get too fired up over too many issues in one day.
Well, and I just read just 30 minutes ago that the governor, and I like Governor DeWine in so many ways, but I read that the governor has expressed, well, it's going to come anyway, so we just need to be careful. So in other words, on this sports betting thing, the governor says, well, it's inevitable. It's going to come anyway, so let's just... And I thought, no, 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 no.
Yep.
All right. What do our listeners need to do to stop the Ohio Fairness Act, HB 369?
So they need to go to our action center at ccv.org and find the action alert under Get Involved, Take Action, and send an email to their lawmaker. But it doesn't end there. They need to call their lawmaker's office. They'll find out who their lawmaker is from our website. Call them. Heck, set up a meeting to come down and see them. And here's Christians listening. Here's the thing. You might think you have a conservative lawmaker and that they should be fine and all that. We take nothing for granted here. Mm-hmm. And I will tell you that the advocates of House Bill 369 of the Unfairness Act are meeting with your state lawmaker right now. And they're hearing them, and they're being pushed and bullied and pressured into believing a lie about this bill. And until and unless Christians stand up and advocate for the good of all, which is to not touch this bill, and also, you know, maybe throw in does not support sports gambling as well, this bill is going to move. Only with the grace of God and an empowered body of Christ are we going to see this bill be defeated.
Now, if I understand correctly, there was to be a hearing today at 2 p.m. in the House Civil Justice Committee, but that was canceled or postponed. Is that correct?
It was postponed. The hearing's now next Tuesday at the same time.
Do we know why?
Committee. Yeah, because we're in the middle of it. It's what I'm down here at the State House for. They're trying to roll back the state voucher program, which a lot of families use to get their child into a Christian school. So the fights never end, and we're here at CCB to be on the front line every day protecting Christian ministries, Christian families, Christian schools, and the state at large.
I appreciate very much what you said. We can never take for granted any of these representatives. I was in a meeting with the Speaker of the House, Larry Householder. We met with him for probably 45 minutes, had a very honest, open conversation with him, and I thought, man, he is on our side on this. And then I read he's waffling because of the enormous pressure on him. Yeah. So we need to counteract.
Go ahead. Right. If your listeners can make two calls, call your state rep and then call the speaker, and call often, call early and call often, like voting in Chicago.
All right. And again, at ccv.org, you can go to their action center. If you don't know who your state representative is, you can find out. There are points there, tips there to help you get involved. Now, honestly, Aaron, do our listeners make a difference? Can they make a difference on something like this?
They really do. I mean, that's I'll say especially at the state level. You know, a lot of times we focus on what's going on in Washington, D.C. because CNN and Fox are all over the place. But your voice matters there, but it is really heard at the state house. And so when you show up, when you call, when you email, that's huge. When you actually show up, and you could just set a meeting to come to your state lawmaker, and they'll take it, and they'll have to hear you. And those things matter. I'll tell you, Bob, we have our hierarchy of who has an impact at the state house. You know, it starts, the lobbyist has some impact. The next biggest impact is the pastor or the ministry leader. And the most impact somebody could have is the constituent, or what we always like to see, a ticked off mama. Nobody wants to deal with the ticked off mama because the mama will be heard. So especially right. For you mamas out there that want to protect your little girls, get down here.
All right, it's the Ohio Fairness Act, HB 369. We need to stop it. Go to ccv.org. Go to their action center and find out how you can get involved. And yes, you can make a difference. And CCV is making a difference. And Aaron, I am grateful for you and the folks at CCV for all you do for all of us. Thank you.
Hey, thanks, Bob.
All right, Bob Brady Live will continue. Stay tuned.